Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hey, everybody. My name is Alex Barthet. On the LeanZone podcast today, we're talking with the folks at GenieBelt. Taylor, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Perfect. Tell us a little bit about what you do at GenieBelt and a little bit about GenieBelt.
Sure. So I'm the head of marketing over at GenieBelt. We're a collaborative tool for the construction industry. We mostly do project management, and we help with tasks, Gantt charts, and making sure that folks are reaching their deadlines on time.
How long has GenieBelt been around?
We've been around for the last 4 years, and it's interesting. We continue to see competitors popping up. Actually, it's probably a new one every 2 weeks, and it's a pretty exciting scene. I think the construction industry as a whole has started to kind of lean a little bit more towards software and technology just within the last few years, and it's become a very exciting place to see where software and startups meet the, you know, folks that are kind of, you know, where the rubber hits the road, the folks that are actually doing the work out there.
Do you all focus on a specific segment in the industry, or do you focus on all aspects of construction?
I think that's an interesting question for a lot of the folks that are trying to figure out where they land within the great scheme of things. We have contractors that use us for their teams of five or six on home remodeling jobs, roofers as well. And we also do an enterprise solution where we work with a number of municipalities around the world, a few defense organizations, and basically those are multiples of million-dollar deals. So it really just depends on what the contractor or the program manager really wants to get done.
So Taylor, today I wanted to talk about three ways that someone in construction can ditch the spreadsheet for mobile construction project management. So what is your best advice for someone that's looking to move up, effectively to upgrade? They've been using spreadsheets for a while. It's served a purpose, whether it's for managing men in the field, generating payment applications, keeping track of inventory. What are the things that they need to consider in order to make that upgrade?
Sure. Great question. I think the most important thing is somebody that's an upgrade using pen and paper or maybe even something that's a little bit above that, like an MS project. I think the most important question you have to ask yourself is, what are you using this for? What is the goal of upgrading to additional software? Is the issue within your organization that you're not able to track any of the tasks? Are you concerned about maybe budgeting? Or are you really focused in on just estimation software for any type of proposal that you're putting together? There's so many different platforms out there that can give you a little bit of everything. And I think it's important to take a look at your organization and decide what parts of this software would actually benefit you the most.
Well, let's take a specific example. So if I'm a subcontractor and I'm using spreadsheets to generate a schedule or keep track of a schedule or my payment applications or inventory.
Sure.
Tell me, what are the things that I want to look for when I am dealing with, when I'm researching mobile construction project management software? What are some of the key features that that I don't even know exist because all I've ever used is a spreadsheet? And maybe I'm lucky enough that I'm sharing a spreadsheet either via Google Sheets or Office 365 with a shared spreadsheet. I don't even know what are the right questions to ask. So what is
your advice? I think that's an awesome question as well. Let's take a look at a very specific example, and we'll say like a medium-sized contractor construction company that employs five or six contractors who also have their own laborers for a job that's maybe $1 million, right? The idea is that in order to make sure that you're aware of what's happening with each of your subs, you need to be able to collaborate with these folks. And a lot of times if you're operating out of your office or not on site, you want to find out what's happening. You want to find out what are the plans for that day. Sitting on your wall, but having that for your construction project where you can see everybody that's your friends or obviously your workers in the guise of a project management tool and see what they're up to. See what they're doing minute to minute, second to second.
This episode is brought to you by the Miami Construction Forum. This invitation-only group of construction professionals of all sizes and trades meets monthly for an informal lunch-and-learn session on current topics of interest, from getting paid and safety to bonding and insurance. To see the upcoming topics and request your invitation, visit MiamiConstructionForum.com.
So, you know, one of the things you mentioned was the idea that the people that are my employees would have access to the project management software. But you've also said that what's key is that the people that I hire, so my subs, if I'm a GC or if I'm a subcontractor, my subs or suppliers, that they would have access to this information so that they could collaborate. Do you find that there's pushback? Because, you know, if I'm a sub, then, you know, dealing with one company, I've got to use one tool. Dealing with another company, I have to use another tool. At some point, it's overwhelming.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that is kind of the nature of any time an industry gets disrupted and there's a number of players that potentially could do a land grab and, you know, everybody's like, well, which piece of software or which solution should we all go with? And the answer is all none. I don't think that there is going to be one specific solution. I think it comes down to the project manager that is managing all these subs to say, hey, listen, this is how we keep track of everything that's happening. This is how we save our money. And if you want to work with us, you're going to have to work with us by using this platform. It doesn't cost them anything to be able to add their subs on top of it. But in the meantime, the subs do get value because they also are able to see what's happening within their own workers, see what other folks are doing as well. And there's no question as to what their role is for that day. If they're in there and it says your task for today is, and it lists the three things that you need to get done, then there is no, well, the boss man didn't tell me this, and there was no way that I could have known that there was something else happening on site. So it gives a lot more clarity in terms of being able to find out what you have to do. But in terms of the pushback to technology, that's always going to be the case. I think folks are always going to say, well, I like the way that it used to be done. But unfortunately, in this modern day and age, this is becoming more of the norm. And yes, there is learning of a new platform. But the idea is if it's a decent platform, it should be intuitive enough that you can pick it up and learn within a few minutes of somebody explaining, this is where this is where you go for that. Have fun. Let me know if you have any problems.
No, training is key to all of this. When someone is evaluating, well, I mean, if we step back, the idea is that the assumption is that everyone has access to a spreadsheet and knows how to use it. So that's kind of becomes the floor. But with training being an issue, if I'm evaluating different software, What should I be looking at with respect to the training and help that's available?
I think that's fair. Any organization that hands off an expensive or even inexpensive piece of software and says you're on your own, probably not the type of organization that it makes sense for you to do business with. I think you need to be able to vet out a lot of different companies, but a very important question and obvious something that you're concerned about, and I imagine a lot of your listeners would be as well, is how do I get my guys that are not tech savvy to pick this up and use it? And that should be part of the onboarding of any software that you decide to use. If you're investing the money, then it's on the software's company to decide, okay, we have to help these people onboard.
Do you think that it's important that anybody that's looking for this software focus on mobile first? Is that an important distinction nowadays in project management software?
So yeah, mobile is exceptionally important, especially when there's such a separation between the office and the job site with so many different tasks.
What's your best advice for, again, if we go back to your example of a subcontractor with $1 million job, looking to make this transition, What do you see as the primary pain points that most of these folks are dealing with specifically?
Honestly, I think the biggest barrier to entry with picking up a piece of software and running with it for a medium-sized company is going to be getting everybody on board, getting everybody that's going to be using this app or this software or what have you to actually use it. And that needs to come from the top down. That needs to be an or CEO saying, hey, this is what we're using now. This is us staying ahead of the game. This is the future of this company. And making sure that they're behind it and the ones that are going to be implementing it in the field understand its importance.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That works. I mean, you know, one of the things that we deal with as lawyers is claims. You know, those claims typically result from a construction dispute because of someone's claiming that someone didn't do something they were supposed to do. Maybe it was a payment dispute. Someone did work or delivered materials and claims they haven't been paid. Or there's maybe some construction defect claim. You know, someone says that something that was installed isn't working correctly. We preach documentation to our clients and to our the folks that listen to us on the Lean Zone. How does project management software help? I mean, the idea of taking pictures and having them go right to the file, sending notes, text messages, emails, so that you can capture all that based on a project. Is that something that you see as important?
Well, absolutely. I think the idea is you get a much better paper trail or digital paper trail from being able to use something that captures all of this information in real time.
So with the idea that maybe someone regrets a decision they make with the project management software that they decided to go with, or they decide to upgrade to something better, what kind of exit strategy should someone be considering? You know, the ability to get your data back. How does someone evaluate that just as a, so that they know, you know, this may not be the right decision for me. How do I revert back to what I was doing? What are the right questions to ask?
To be clear up front when you're scoping out different software companies to find out, hey, if we've done a project with you, at what point we remove our data from your cloud? It's basically square one. You want to make sure that, especially if you're a subcontractor to a construction company that is running that particular software, and you know you're just a user on this platform at that point, you're not paying for the software, somebody else is using it. I would venture to say that you need to probably download or export most of your data on a weekly basis just so that you have your own backup in case things fall short and maybe you end up in some type of litigious situation where it's a he said, she said. You want to be able to have that audit trail of what's happening on the site. And basically having something that can collect all of this data at once instead of having a project manager, you know, he's putting together reports after the fact, it's so much easier having something that is digital and you can see a real-time audit trail of what happened and what happened on your team with your guys and your folks that were doing all the work and the labor on site so that you have something to hold on to when it comes time or if it comes to ever have to see somebody in court and explain yourself.
If I'm the one that's making the decision to upgrade from spreadsheets to project management software, what's the question that I need to ask the potential vendor about how do I get my data back and the format that it comes back in so that I can try something
else? I think being very clear up front to say that, you know, we are in a trial basis of your software and we'd like to know at what points do you stop allowing people to go back retroactively and pull either reports or data or what have you from their software, from their cloud. It's a very good question to have up front. With my organization, we allow for up to, I believe it's 7 years at this point. So if you have 7 years of data in there, we haven't even been around for 7 years, but Proactively, basically, if you want to pull out your information, we hold it for you. There are organizations out there, I'm sure, that say, hey, once you're gone, we're using your data. You just need to be clear in terms of what you are actually doing with your data and what are the repercussions for when you decide to leave that company or leave that software behind. I think clarity via questioning is very helpful, but also going over the T's and C's.
And when you say T's and C's, the terms and conditions of the underlying engagement with the software company.
Correct, yes.
Well, Taylor, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us. If someone wanted to get a hold of you at GenieBelt, what's the best way to do it?
Sure, that's GenieBelt.com. It's basically like Genie, in a bottle, and belts, like a utility belt, .com. And yeah, there's a contact portion on there. Again, we're happy to talk with anybody that's willing to sit down and have a conversation with us about potentially upgrading their project management tool.
Perfect. Well, again, Taylor, thank you very much. This is Alex Barthet for the Lean Zone podcast. We look forward to talking to all of you next week.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forums on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.